Title, we've been going through a series, Knowing God of Divine Manifestation. We must know this God. We must know this God beyond what other people are telling us about God. You must know this God beyond what I tell you. Our children must know this God beyond what we tell them. When we drag them in the morning, I say, let's go to church, and they don't even know why they are coming. They must know this God. We must all know this God. I don't know if anybody had the privilege of listening to the General Overseer on Thursday for the Holy Communion service. If you listen to it, you would think that if the General Overseer had preached before me, you would think that it was General Overseer's message that I preached when we started this series. So God is speaking to us. He wants us to be closer to him more. If you have an opportunity, go listen to it. Just go to YouTube. Type February 2020 Holy Communion service, Holy Ghost service, Holy Communion service, whatever, and it will come up for you. And listen to it, and you will be blessed in the name of Jesus. Our anchor scripture is Daniel chapter 11, verse 32. Daniel 11:32, and the B part of it. It says, but the people who know their God shall prove themselves strong and shall stand firm and do exploits for God. And we've said so many things. We've defined what knowing, what does the meaning of know, and things like that. I've given, shared different examples of know. And we said that it is very, very important to know God. And there are some things that you will manifest or exhibit when you know God. And we use Daniel. We've been using Daniel as a case of study. And Daniel is also going to, we're going to continue to use Daniel as our case study. And I pray God will open our eyes even more in the name of Jesus Christ. I say, what, number one thing that you will know when you know this God, that you know that those that know their God, they do not compromise. That you don't compromise. That no matter how beautiful sin is packaged, you will know that it is poison. No matter how appealing it looks, that you will know that it is not for me. I'm a child of God. I'm different. My case is different. I'm different. I cannot compromise. And we said we saw that in Daniel when he refused to compromise with the king's meat, portion of the meat. Even though it looks beautiful, they were going to feed them the same meal that they were feeding the king, because the king said to feed them what they from the, they said, the king said they should eat from the king's kitchen. What they were going to feed the king was what they were going to feed them. But he knew that I cannot. It might look appealing. It might look good. But it's poison. I recognize, because there is a God in me that make me realize that this is poison. And I must not touch it. And last week, we looked at the fact that those that know their God, they will know God to the point of conviction that God cannot fail. That Daniel put God to test. He said, you know what? Separate us. Just let us try what we have been eating from where we're coming from. So as children of God, don't depart from the ancient landmarks. So this is what you have been taught. Don't depart from it. So he said, just test us. Just give us vegetables and water. Because I know God to a point that when I get to the presence of the king, even if I have lost weight, the king will not see it. He will see a different Daniel. And that was why when they brought them to the presence of the king, they were 10 times. The king tested them. This one were 10 times better than all the other ones that were feeding at the king's table. So if you know God, I want you to know God to the point of conviction that it does not matter what is going on, that God cannot fail. God has never failed and he will not fail. So today we're going to look at number three. Is that knowing God is refusing to allow the enemy to have the upper hand by relying on God's wisdom. Daniel chapter 2, give me from verse 14 to 22. Daniel 2, 14 to 22. Said then, then Daniel answered with counsel and wisdom to Arioch. Give me NLT. Hallelujah. Okay, when Arioch, the commander of the king's guard, came to kill them, Daniel handled the situation with wisdom and discretion. With wisdom and discretion. May God give us wisdom in the name of Jesus Christ. They came to take him to the gallows, but God gave him a wisdom that he used to speak to Arioch. Verse 15. He asked Arioch, why has the king issued such a harsh decree? So Arioch told him everything that had happened, all that had happened. Daniel went at once to see the king and requested more time to tell the king what the dream meant. So they were coming to kill him. And God gave him wisdom to say, I know you want to kill me. What is the reason? Can I ask first, what is the reason why you want to kill me? And he said, this is what happened. Okay, the king is a human being. I can go to him. Then Daniel went home and told his friends, Ananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, what had happened. He urged them to ask the God of heaven to show them his mercy by telling them the secret so they would not be executed along with the other wise men of Babylon. You will not die with your enemies. Amen. In the name of Jesus. None of us will die with our enemies. Amen. Samson died with his enemies, so it's possible. Even though the Bible said he killed more people at that time, more than when he was alive and had the power, but he died with his enemies. We will not die with our enemies. In the name of Jesus. That night, the secret was revealed to Daniel in a vision. Then Daniel praised the God of heaven. He said, praise the name of God forever and ever, for he has all wisdom and power. He controls the course of the world events. He removes kings and sets up other kings. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to the scholars. He reveals the deep and mysterious things and know what lies hidden in darkness, though he is surrounded by light. So when they came to get Daniel, like I was saying earlier, instead of just going with them like Mumu, he said, I realize this is the work of the enemy. I'm not going to give in. Like MAGA. Lord have mercy on me. My husband was saying, make America great again, MAGA. I said, if they know the meaning of MAGA, where we come from, they won't use the word MAGA. They won't use the word MAGA. Amen, that's just on the side. So he said, wait, what is our offense? Why did the king issue a decree for us to be killed? He said, I'm not going to follow you to the gallows. Though the king has sentenced me to die, but I refuse to die. I'm not just going to follow you. I'm not just going to bow for the enemy because I know a God who lives in heaven and who is merciful. That's why he told his friends, let's go and ask a merciful God to show us what the king is asking for. He said, I know a God who gives wisdom. Proverbs chapter 2 verse 6 says, the Lord gives wisdom. Out of his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. When I was in nursing school, that was my scripture, Proverbs 2:6. Oh, my God, before any test, before anything, I will read. You wake me up. That's the first scripture before I study. The Lord gives wisdom. Out of his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. You won't fail any test anymore. Because he gives you the wisdom. He has the understanding. He said, I know a God who answers when I call. Jeremiah 33:3 said, call unto me and I will answer you. And I will show you great and mighty things that you do not know of. How can you were the one that had the dream. And you are asking me to tell you the dream that you had and the meaning of the dream. I wasn't there when you were sleeping. At least if you tell me the dream, I can tell you the meaning. They were asking him, they said, King, all the other sorcerers and magicians, they said, King, tell us the dream first, and we tell you the meaning. He said, no, you must tell me the dream. Ah, that's a higher calling. But Daniel knows that he knows a God that revealed deep secrets. He said, let me go and call on that God first. But most of us, when we face with issues of life, we don't call on God first. We call on everybody else but God. And they're not going to help us. Most of the people we're even calling, they don't have the capacity to help us. They don't have the means to help us. And some that have the capacity don't want to. He said, I know a God who answers when I call. I know a God who can reveal deep secrets to me. I know a God who is greater than the Babylonian king. I know a God who can separate me from the other wise men in Babylon. Because I have heard from my fathers that there was a time there was a plague on the Egyptians. And nothing, none of these came upon Goshen. It didn't come to Goshen. None of the Israelites experienced it. So he said, I know a God that assures me because he has done that before. He tells me that what is killing the magician and the sorcerers of Egypt cannot kill me. I know that God. But he worked with God to get to that point. He didn't get to it overnight. James 1:5 said, if anyone lacks wisdom, ask God. But some of us, we want to use our own wisdom. And then when you fail over and over again, and then we realize we have a God that we can ask. Myself inclusive. Let's not be walking in darkness when we are the children of the light. When we have the light, ye are the light of the world. And we need wisdom. God will grant you wisdom. He will grant us wisdom as we seek his wisdom. The Bible says in James 3:17 that the wisdom from above is first of all pure. It's undiluted. It will not mix with your feelings. It will not mix with your emotions. It will not mix with your psychological, whatever is going on with you. The wisdom from God does not, is pure. It's undiluted. It's peaceable. It's gentle. It's willing to yield, to multiply. That wisdom is full of mercy and good fruits, and it is without partiality. No hypocrisy. No hypocrisy. Some people will tell you they are sharing wisdom, but the wisdom they are giving you, they can't use it themselves. The wisdom from God is without hypocrisy. Without hypocrisy. Proverbs 19:8 says, to acquire wisdom is to love yourself. Said people who cherish understanding will prosper. People who cherish understanding will prosper. Number 4, knowing God is having assurance that my current situation is not my conclusion. That no matter what is going on, that is not going to be the end. Daniel chapter 2, verse 24. Then, therefore, give me the New Living Translation or message. Then Daniel went in to see Arioch, whom the king had ordered to execute the wise men. So Arioch is the chief of the executioner. He's the one that says, this is when the person will die, this is the time, and it is by this means. Daniel went into him. He went to see him. He said, don't worry. You don't have to bother to kill the wise men. You don't have to bother to kill the wise men. He said, take me to the king, and I will tell him his dream. When I got here, I paused. The wise men, they don't know God. But then they said, you don't have to kill them. Because I hold the power. I hold the key to their life. So don't kill them. You just take me to the king. Verse 25. So Daniel was the one that went to this man, Arioch. And Arioch took Daniel to the king. And when he got there, I think it was the message, oh, this version too. He said, I have found. He wasn't the one that found Daniel. Oh. Daniel went to him. The previous verse, the Bible said Daniel went to Arioch. And when he got there, he wanted to take glory for it. How many people have not done anything in your life? We made him. It is because of us. If not for me, the Ariochs. said, I have found one of the captives from Judah who will tell the king the meaning of his dream. You see this description for Daniel. At this point, he was a captive from Judah. That was the beginning. It's not the conclusion. I'm going to show you the conclusion of this matter. He was a captive here, but he knows a God who determines a man's ending. He knows a God that is the Omega, the end. He's the beginning and the end. He knows a God who can change a man's destiny within a twinkle of an eye. So he said, take me to that king. At this point, he was a captive. But God, who knows the end, knows that Daniel is not going to die a captive. Not on that day. Not by Arioch. For Proverbs 19:21 says, many are the devices in a man's heart, but only the counsel of God shall stand. Only the counsel of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 25 to 30. Apostle Paul began to address the Corinthians here. He said, you know what? The foolish plan of God is wiser than the wisest of human plans. He said, no matter how wise you think you are, the foolishness of God that allowed them to be captured was still wiser. Because God wanted to show something. Because that was why Daniel told the king. He said, God wants you to see your heart in the dream. And this is what he's showing you. And he began to give the king the analysis of his dreams. So, my people, no matter what you might be going through or have gone through, your condition is not your conclusion. God has not blown the final whistle yet. And if the final whistle is not blown, the game continues. And I know a God that when he kicks the ball, he always scores. And that God is your captain. So, the final whistle has not blown. You must know God to the point of, even if, you know, like Job, though he slay me, I will praise him. Because I know what I'm going through now is for a night. Joy comes in the morning. Daniel knows the God that reveals secrets. And it was through these secrets that his condition was changed. That his situation was changed. May God reveal deep secrets to you. In the name of Jesus, deep secret that will take you to the presence of kings and priests in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Deep secret that will cause you to fulfill your purpose in the mighty name of Jesus. May God reveal deep secrets to our children in the name of Jesus. Deep secrets of the things of the kingdom that will set them apart in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Because Proverbs 4:18 told me that the path of the just is like a light. Let's read it in Message version. No, Amplified. Proverbs 4:18, Amplified. The way they amplified, he said the path of the just, of the righteous, is like a light of dawn. When you first wake up in the morning, the light of dawn is not bright. Anybody ever look out the window when you first wake up in the morning? You just see tiny little bit. You can't see more than maybe a couple of feet. But as the day progresses, as your life progresses, as your ministry progresses, as your education progresses, as your business progresses, that light shines brighter and brighter when the sun comes up. Unto the perfect. The Bible says here, until it reaches its full strength and glory in the perfect day. Your light will reach full strength and glory in the perfect day. The Lord will preserve your life until that perfect day, that you will see the fullness of God in strength and glory, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Ariok said, I have found a captive. I don't know what they have described you as, but that name is wiped out today. In the name of Jesus Christ. I have found. But he wasn't the one that found Daniel. Daniel was the one that went to him. He was referred to a slave in verse 25 of chapter 2. But 21 verses later, I think it's verse 46 or 45. 46. 21 verses after that, the king bowed in awe of the God of Daniel. So no matter what is going on right now, that thing that is terrorizing you, it will bow in front of your God. In the name of Jesus, it will bow in awe of your God and my God. In the name of Jesus, everything that is terrorizing us right now, it will bow in awe of our God. In the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says the king promoted Daniel to a higher position as a result of this. And when the king promoted him to a higher position, he called his own men. Hallelujah. Amen. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. That is why I'm assured, Dr. Lawani, when you get to that higher place, you will call me. When I get to that higher place, I will call you. He called his own together to be with him in the higher position. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. When you know your God beyond doubt, when you search to know your God beyond doubt, people will bow in awe of your God. People will offer praises unto your God on your behalf. The king himself, that's what he did. He offered praises to God on behalf of Daniel. That's what he did. I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that God will give you what it takes for your enemies to bow before you. Daniel got the key. Those of you that were at the workers' meeting this morning, I didn't even know that that was going to be, even though I was under the ministration, I was under that when I went to the prayer retreat. But the man of God that we listened to this morning began to talk about keys. And I'm like, God must want to do something. Because I have it in my notes here that we need key. Revelation 3 verse 7. Daniel had the right key. For Daniel, he was to interpret the king, to know the dream and to interpret the dream. He knows God to a point that he discovered the key for his own destiny. Not pastor's key. Not Sister Mara's key. But his own key that God asked for him to take him to his rightful place. Anybody use key here? Anybody use key? Am I the only one that uses key? Okay, you all use key. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. So one day, I was coming home from work. So I went to this parking lot. I was just coming. I just got to this gray car. I didn't even know. If you know me, I don't know the model of car. So I just got to this car. And I was trying to put, because it looked like it was where I parked my car. And I began to put my key in. My key won't go in. I tried the car. It didn't open. Something should tell me that's the wrong key, right? Or that's the wrong car. I tried again. I'm looking at the color. It looked gray. So I step back. And I look at the license plate. I say, I still have a temporary tag. So it's not my car. And I looked up. My car was parked 3 cars away from it. So if you use the wrong key, he will not take you to where you are going to. You might not even be able to enter. So Mercedes-Benz key, you can't open an under accord with it. You know what? Even under accord, that's all 5. You can't open 2 under accords that same year, same make, same model. You can? You cannot. Okay, you are just shaking your head. I didn't know what you meant. I ask him because he deals in car keys. So 2005 model, the color is gray, the same spec, like they call it, and they were made the same day from the factory. You can't use the same key to open the two of them. It's not possible. So why are you trying to use somebody else's key to open, unlock your destiny? What works for me might not work for you. What works for your brother or your sister? What even works for your wife might not work for you. So it is left for you and I to go to God, the place of prayer. I say, God, give me the right key for my destiny, to unlock my own destiny. For Daniel, it was dream. For Joseph, it was dream. For Peter, it was obedience to launch into the deep. For Job, it was faith to know that God cannot fail him. What is your key? What is my key? Because we are missing it. Because everybody will come, several keys to success. And they will list all the keys for us. I'm telling you, this really opened my eyes. Several keys to success. I'm not saying you don't. I pass some things, yes. But brother, my seven keys to success might not be my seven keys to success. So I need to go to God. I say, God, what are my seven keys? If there is an eighth one, show me. If I need a ninth one, show me. If it has to be 11, show me all the 11 keys. Because I don't want to use somebody else's key to unlock my destiny, to unlock my life. And that is why you see people. Today they are in nursing school. Tomorrow they are in medical school. Next tomorrow they are in law school. Then when you ask of them next year, they are doing business administration or they are in HR. Different keys, different keys, different. Find your own key. What is your key? What is your key? We all, Revelation 3:7, the Bible says he holds the key of David. Stand on your feet. Our time is well spent. We're going to pray. We're going to pray. We're going to pray. There is a key for your destiny. There is a key for my destiny. There's a key to unlocking the treasures of God in the inside of you. There is a key. It comes from the place of knowing God and knowing what key, and then activating the key. I want you to lift up your hand. We're going to pray. Say, Father, deliver the right key for my destiny into my hand in the name of Jesus. How many of you know I'm not talking about physical key? I'm not talking about physical. This is deep. Open your mouth and pray. Deliver the right key into my hand. Deliver the right key for my destiny. For Solomon, all he had to do was offer sacrifice that nobody had ever offered to God. And God set him apart that till today, we are still learning and reading about Solomon. We're still talking about him. Lord, the key to unlock my destiny. Deliver into my hand, Jehovah. The key to unlock my destiny, Lord, I bring every one of my boys, every one of the children you have given me. Cause them to know you deeper, oh God. To seek you, oh God. To receive key to unlocking their destinies. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hekatayaba zenderebo sotore mazatayaba. Hekayatayaba zenderebo. Lord, I ask for the right key, the right key, the right key, the right key. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hekatayaba zandaraba hirebo sotoye mazatayaba. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Please hold your brother or your sister. Just hold one person. Each one, hold one. If you don't have anybody to hold, you can come hold my hand. Say, Father, give my brother or my sister the key to solving every life problems they are facing. in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Father, give my brother the key to solving every issue of life, every problem of life that he might be encountering right now or that he will encounter in the future. In the name of Jesus. Give him the key to solving every life issues, every problem, oh God, that he's facing right now or that he might face in the future. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I thank you. I give you praise, Lord. In Jesus' name we'll pray. In Jesus' name we'll pray. Say, Father, as you give me the key, reveal to me how to use it. It's possible to receive the key and try to turn it upside down. I've done it before. What do they call it that you have on the side? You put file and documents and you lock it. My cabinet, thank you, sir. My cabinet at work. Sometimes I want to open it and the key is upside down. And I'm trying to, this key is not, it's upside down then now. Say, Father, I should deliver the key into my hands. Show me how to use it. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Mazata yeba zekerebo zonto hi mazata yaba malekerebo soto. Father, in the name of Jesus, I should deliver the key to me, O God. I should deliver the key to my children, O God. Show them how to use it. In the name of Jesus. Ekatayaba zenderebo soto lekalatayaba. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. We're going to pray that prayer again. It's difficult to misuse the key, not to use it the right way. What's this guy's name? This footballer, Hernandez, that committed suicide, football player. God gave him the key. But what did he do with it? And we can name names and name names. So you're going to pray for your children. Father, deliver the key to unlock their destiny to their hands. And as you are delivering it, show them how to use it. Oh, they must not misuse it. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth, begin to pray. Mazatayaba zakaradayaba. Maleta yema jenerebo sotoreba. Oluwatobi, I pray for you in the name of Jesus. The Lord will deliver into your hands the key to unlocking your destiny. And the Lord will show you how to use it. You will not misuse it. In the name of Jesus, Oluwa fere mi, the Lord will deliver into your hands the key to unlocking the treasures on the inside of you, the key to unlocking your destiny. As you are unlocking it, oh God, as you are using it, God will show you to use it the right way, how to use it. In the name of Jesus, Oluwa tomisi, the Lord will show you, he will deliver to your hands, oh God. As you seek to know God more, he will deliver to you the key to unlocking your destiny. As you are receiving the key, you will not misuse it. For God will show you how to use it. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father, we give you praise. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. If you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I invite you to Jesus this morning. And I mean really, 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 really know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. If you're here, you don't know Jesus, you want to receive Jesus into your life, all eyes closed, just wave your hand at me. And I'm not talking about coming to church. I'm talking about receiving Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. If you have not received Jesus and you have received him at one point and then you backslid, please just raise up your hand and I'll pray with you. Okay. Our Father and our God, I just want to thank you. Jehovah, I give you praise. I adore and worship your name. I thank you, oh God, that today you have delivered into our hands the key to unlocking our destinies, the key to unlocking the treasures on the inside of us in the name of Jesus. And Lord, you are teaching us how to use it right in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We give you praise, Lord. Father, I pray for all children in this church. Every one of our children, whether they are present here today or they are not. Lord, I bring every one of them. I summon them to the altar right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we receive for them the key to unlock their destinies. The key to unlock the treasures on the inside of them. In the name of Jesus. As they receive the key from you, oh God, they will not misuse it. Joseph did not misuse his key by sleeping with Mrs. Potiphar. They will not misuse their key. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We give you praise, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Put your hands together for Jesus.